Star Wars 7x7 episode 1765 today. May the 4th be with you. It is Star Wars Day, and I'm celebrating by breaking down the international titles for The Rise of Skywalker and debunking some suggestions as to what they might mean. Let's go! Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Madeline Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7. So, yeah, it's Star Wars Day. It's a little bittersweet to be celebrating it, knowing that, you know, we've just lost Peter Mayhew, sad to say. And thank you so much for the lovely things that you've had to say about the tribute episode that I did yesterday. It's very kind of you, and really, Peter deserves the credit more than anything else, because if you liked what I had to say, then it's really all because of what an awesome human being he was, by all accounts. So, anyway, we're here for the business at hand for Star Wars Day, which is to talk about The Rise of Skywalker, but to talk about it in other languages. And as much as pronunciation is a bit fun here on Star Wars 7x7, it's going to get even more fun today because we're talking about Polish, for example. So, there was a bit of heavy breathing last month because a Polish translation of the title for The Rise of Skywalker came out, and someone said that the direct translation of it was Skywalker Resurrection. And yeah, it turns out that's not really exactly accurate. Or at least, you know, not if you look at, you know, Polish-English dictionary translations and whatnot. So I checked out a few of them because I, you know, just tend to doubt these things when I see them every so often. And instead of seeing resurrection being the word used, I saw a similar word, rebirth. Okay, so that's kind of there, but with a secondary definition of revival as another meaning for the word odrodzenie, if that's how it's pronounced. So to anyone who is Polish listening, and I'm botching the pronunciation, my apologies. But additionally, if it's being used as a proper noun, it actually also refers to the Renaissance, like, you know, that, you know, major period of history. So that is kind of fascinating. And then when you go further into the abyss of other languages to see what other countries are saying, you run into how they're saying it in French, which is l'ascension de Skywalker. And the ascension refers to, of course, an ascent as in a rising or a climbing, but as a proper noun also refers to, strangely enough, something similar to the concept of resurrection. Specifically, Ascension Day in France is honoring the day that Jesus Christ is, you know, purported in various religions to have risen from the dead and gone to heaven. So, yeah, there is sort of a, a resurrection theme that could be there, potentially, but the fact that we hear Luke's voice in the Rise of Skywalker teaser does seem to kind of solve that situation by suggesting that, you know, how would he live on? Well, as a Force ghost. I mean, that's the nearest thing to a, you know, resurrection or an ascension that we would have inside the Star Wars universe. But, you know, it's not just necessarily the resurrection thing. And that's where things get sort of, you know, trippy with foreign languages. I mean, it's a similar word, ascenso, in Spanish, and that actually also refers to an ascent or a rising. Back to the discussions of The Last Jedi. Well, you know, we all got excited about that title back in January of 2017, but the word Jedi, of course, is both singular and plural. So when you hear a title like The Last Jedi, you go, well, is it singular or plural? What does it mean? And we all rush to the international titles to see, and the adjectives and articles that they used were pretty much across the board plural, like Los Últimos Jedi, for example. And so we were like, this is it, this is the plural. And it turned out that, I mean, Rian Johnson kind of said, eh, you know, it's sort of singular. And the way Luke uses it at the end where he says, I will not be the last Jedi, yeah, that's meant to be a rather singular construction. So the international stuff, yeah, unfortunately we can't rely on it as much as we might want to for clues. So I don't think Luke's coming back to life. I think if it is an actual resurrection, even though I'm not seeing that word show up in a definition for what the Polish translation is, then it's not going to be the kind of resurrection that we think, you know, it could imply. It's not going to be an actual living tissue and flesh resurrection. It's going to be a Force Ghost situation, because that's really the thing that makes sense. And let's not even get into the whole cloning discussion. Instead, I'm going to take a quick break, and then I want to give a shout out to a podcast that has been near and dear to my heart, which is actually relaunching as of May the 4th. So we'll do that after the break. Stay tuned. Hey there. If you're enjoying all the coverage that I'm bringing you from Star Wars Celebration and what I do every single day for you at Star Wars 7x7, I hope you'll consider putting something in the tip jar at patreon.com/SW7X7. $1, $3.27, $5.01 or more. Honestly, every little bit helps, and every little bit is just as exciting as every other little bit. Please consider supporting me in the work of delivering Star Wars stories and interviews to you on a daily basis at patreon.com/SW7X7. Welcome back. So, less than 12 parsecs bills itself as the fastest podcast in the galaxy, and it's going to be a little bit longer. I won't say slower, but the faster had to do with the fact that it was actually aiming to be a sub-2-minute podcast, but it is relaunching now, and I think the first episode is going to be something like 50-some-odd minutes, and it includes as a co-host a gentleman named Ryan Dassing, who is a former patron, a patron emeritus of the podcast, who actually interviewed me for the older version of Less Than 12 Parsecs under a Titans of Star Wars podcasting thing, which was really nice. And, you know, the whole thing about that show is that it was started by a guy named Tim McMahon, who was previously a co-host of the Expanded Fandomverse podcast, and that was the show that first ever had me on for an interview. Tim has been a very good friend and a wonderful Star Wars mentor in this whole space, and very giving to me over the years. And, you know, it's a bummer to see him stepping away from Less Than 12 Parsecs, because he always did really fun stuff with it. But I'm so glad that the show is getting to continue on. He is introducing Ryan and his cohorts to everybody in this new episode. So please check out Less Than 12 Parsecs. It is a great show, has been a great show, and I'm sure it is going to continue to be a great show in the future in its new format. And that is going to do it for today's episode of this podcast. Thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be, and may the Fourth be with you as well.
This podcast is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox. It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other related Star Wars items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2019 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.